Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Now, as you can tell, probably, I'm getting over a summer cold, and so my voice isn't quite as it is normally, but I really want to get this message out. So we're going to push through here. Sometimes it's good to address things that are currently happening, and I want to address something that in my business we're dealing with right now. Negative feedback or comments. Ugh, no one likes them. Let me give you a little bit of context on what's happening with us. My primary business is focused on training and equipping teachers to be culturally responsive teachers. Now, as you can imagine, in the climate of today, this can sometimes be a very sensitive and complicated topic. In our work, we strive to simplify as much as possible by really narrowing our focus, but this is a very emotionally charged topic on all fronts. Now, earlier this week, I posted a blog, and the title of it fired a few people up. It really wasn't a controversial blog, but it did bring some negative feedback. And of course, because it was online, the attacks get personal. My immediate reaction is flight in the fight, flight, or appease response system. My reaction is actually not to shoot back a comment. It's usually to start questioning everything about what I'm doing. Do I know enough? Am I completely wrong? Who am I to be doing these trainings? And the imposter syndrome shows up at its best, right? As an Enneagram 3, which is the achiever, I have a tendency to wrap my worth up in my work, which is not biblical nor healthy. And I know this. So when negativity comes up, I certainly have to be very intentional about how I process this and how I respond. Again, one of the reasons that I created the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur community is because as business owners, we are not immune to the struggles that all business owners face. However, we face them differently because we walk in faith. I wanted to create this community because when these attacks come, I think it's so beneficial to have people who have the same foundational principles as you to give you the love and encouragement that you need. So here's a couple of things to consider when negative feedback comes. Number one, immediately take it to God. You have committed your business to God. He knows all of the ins and outs. He knows every comment that comes in, every person who is affected, and the reasons behind it. Ask for wisdom and clarity in processing the negativity and in your response or even lack of response. Then, and this may seem odd, but seek Him in worship. This is just my opinion, but we have to stay out of our own heads in this kind of a situation. And worshiping is one way to refocus on the Creator of us and our business. This praises God through the storm, and it keeps us from spiraling. I also believe that Satan can use these comments to promote lies that are in our own minds, and worshiping can focus us on truth in order to withstand those lies. Romans 8:31 tells us, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? We have to intentionally live in that truth. Others may speak against us, but God has way more authority than their words will ever have. Okay, number two, read the comment carefully and consider the source. I don't know about you, but as soon as I start to read something negative, I have a tendency to stop reading carefully, skip through the message, and start my defensive response in my head before I even finish reading the comment. Reading this carefully and then considering where it came from will help you process through it. Is this a longtime client who really knows you? Is this someone who just randomly came across a social media post and fired an impulsive comment? You don't always know the answer to this, but it's helpful if you can figure that out. Okay, number three, assume positive intent. This is so hard, but assume the person is not out to merely make your life difficult, but actually was negatively affected by something you said or did. Number four, don't respond immediately. You don't owe anyone anything. Take at least 24 hours. Calm down, take it to the Lord in prayer, and make a decision about your response when you are not fired up. Number 5, ask questions. This is totally optional, but if the comment leaves you questioning things, ask the person to elaborate in a private message. In my recent scenario, with one of the particularly loud commenters, I sent her a private message and kindly asked her to explain her perspective. She did, and I was able to see where we had a discrepancy in communication. Here's the thing, though. I'm not going to change her mind, nor do I need to, but it did help me understand where she was coming from. I also realized that she's not a part of my audience or my community. She saw the blog on another public forum that I actually didn't even post the blog on, and then she found me on Facebook and decided to vent there. By asking questions, this helped me understand where she was coming from, and it also just put my mind at ease and at peace on what my personal stance was on this topic. Number 6, to respond or not to respond. This is the question, right? After prayer and time, you get to make this decision. You are under no obligation to respond. If you do respond, do it privately. There is no winner on a social media debate. Also, if you do respond, set boundaries for yourself. In this last situation, I responded once, and then that's it. I'm not going to continue a debate. We posted a few more posts to move the algorithm on from that post, but I'm not worrying about it. Here's the main message I want you to hear from this. You will probably receive negative pushback. Sometimes it's expected, sometimes it's shocking, and it hurts, and it's okay to feel that. Sometimes it may even be constructive if you can get past the tone in which it was given. Oftentimes, this is our time to grow. There is not a business, church, or school that hasn't made a few people mad. I promise you that. But the businesses who sustain are the ones who can learn, grow, and most importantly, keep going through the negativity. Y'all, Christians have to do better in conflict. If you feel strongly enough that you need to make a public comment about the work someone is doing, make it in love. Name-calling, sarcasm, or jabs will never get the other side to listen to your message. It will only cause them to shut down or lash out. And if you're responding to a negative comment, don't try to match the emotion or tone of the person who sent you the negativity. Validate their thoughts, explain where you are coming from if you feel that's necessary, and then move on. But make your first assumption that the person or business is doing their best. Assume positive intent until they prove to you otherwise. Last thing, you will make mistakes. We are human. You might say the wrong thing or a message will be miscommunicated. Give yourself grace and give others grace. Find your worth in Christ, not in what other people say about you, and you'll be able to handle the pushback a little bit easier. So I want to remind everyone that if you're a business owner, or if you're in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. There you'll get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and it's just great to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and download, and we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.